8 candidates are running in the Republican primary in the 13th Congressional District, one of Pennsylvania's seats in the U.S. House. One of those candidates is Benjamin Hornberger. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with Hornberger about why he's running and what he thinks of Donald Trump's presidency so far.
Benjamin Hornberger, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're a Marine veteran who lives in Shippensburg and works at Amazon in Carlisle. Why did you decide to run for Congress?
I see some of the things that President Trump is doing. I don't always agree with the way he says things, but I see some of the things as good. And I have a background in service. I served both my country and my community as a life member of a volunteer fire company in Pinecroft. Been with them for 11 years. My grandfather and father both served in the military and with the Volunteer Fire Company as life members. So it's kind of in our blood to serve. So I just want the chance to serve again.
And in the last election, you campaigned for Donald Trump. But before that, I read that you were a supporter of Barack Obama, too. How would you rate Trump's presidency so far?
So far, I don't agree with the way he says things sometimes. I think he definitely have a better tone. He picks fights that, he doesn't necessarily need to get involved in. But when it comes to policies, his policies are good. The economy is booming. The stock market's up. Businesses, there's a lot of positivity there. With the housing market, it's 24-year high. Unemployment's at, record lows. The policies are good. He just has a bad way of putting them out to where, everybody can understand it.
Are there specific policies that you're supportive of?
I think the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is a good starter. I would like to take it a bit further and restructure the tax brackets from 7 to 4 to give the middle income Americans more money back in the pockets so that they can spend it into the economy and incentivize people to go back to work because they're paying less in taxes. But I think it is a good starting point. President Trump wanted to restructure the tax brackets, but that wasn't something he got. So that's a big one. Of course, the sanctity for life. With myself being pro-life and everything, he's very open and proclaiming being pro-life and everything, which is really, really good. Most people like when you lead by example. Most of the issues, he sticks to them. He sticks to conservative values, and, it's just appreciated.
And you're only 24 years old, but you have to be 25 to serve in the U.S. House. Why should voters choose you when you're one of 8 Republicans on the ballot?
Just because of my background in service. I tell people all the time, especially now with my name being on the ballot, if my age was a concern, then the Supreme Court, the court levels, they would have kicked me off the ballot. They actually did that with the lieutenant governor candidate, Joe Gale. He was 29, running for lieutenant governor, had to be 30. And they forced him off the ballot, even though he got the signatures required. I got the signatures required. They didn't force me off the ballot. Obviously, it's not a problem with them. So the age shouldn't be an issue with anybody else either. It's all about, what do people care about the most? And, I've served both my community and my country, and I'm asking for a chance to be able to serve again. If I don't get this job, it's not going to crush me. I'll go back to work. 24. Got plenty of tread left on the tires that I'll just go back to work and go back to paying my bills and being the everyday American again. And, it doesn't bother me.
You're an Amazon employee. How do you feel about President Trump's recent criticism of the company?
I don't think that he should start wars with individual companies. We have to foster an environment where all companies can grow. Amazon has done exceedingly well lately. My job, I was getting paid $15 an hour. I got full coverage benefits for $32 a month. The benefits, the perks, and everything were great with that job. I actually left my job to focus on this congressional race because I'm so committed to my district. And my management was very supportive of that. But like I said, he picks certain battles. It's kind of a pick and choose sort of aspect. He picks battles that necessarily he shouldn't need to, and he should just focus on, tax relief for the middle class and other things like that, just to get the economy rolling. It's on track and keep it going.
You've been very critical of Washington and Congress. What specifically would your priority be if you were elected?
One thing would be to help find people in other states that are willing to run and try to readjust the rules to even the playing field for candidates. I mean, it's tough. Middle-class people want to run for office, but they can't because there's so many rules and regulations, so many restrictions on funding and all this and that. And
which rules would you like to change?
Well, I think that, I mean, there's a lot of small businesses that I have that, you know, support me. Small business leaders in the community that support me, that I'm friends with, I grew up with their children, I graduated with their kids. And they want to support me, but they can't donate any money because they're considered corporations under the IRS, which is sad because for me, I'm not getting funding from big groups. So I have to rely on individuals. And I think it would make it a lot easier for middle-class Americans to run for office if they would be able to, you know, get that funding from the small business leaders within their community.
In July 2017, you accidentally shot yourself in the leg at Gettysburg National Park when you rested a flagpole on your gun holster. You were treated and okay, but the gun went off a second time. Do you think that that cast doubt on your judgment?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm a firm believer in, you know, if you say that you stand for something, to actually take part in events, be a part of the process. Don't sit back and just complain. You know, go vote. You know, go door-to-door knocking. If you find a candidate that you like, you know, be a part of his campaign or her campaign and actually take action and do what you say that you believe in. You know, I believe in freedom of speech and, you know, freedom of the right to keep and bear arms. And so I showed up. It was a free speech rally. And I showed up, had an old revolver. I was open carrying on federal land, which was allowed. And it wasn't resting on the holster. It was beside it. But when I went to pick up a gentleman's phone, the flagpole had shifted and smacked the holster and discharged a round. It was completely accidental. They did charge me with disorderly conduct for it, but they ended up throwing it out in court. So, I mean, I don't see it as a bad judgment call. It's just, it happens. I mean, it was a horrible accident. I just thank God that I'm alive. I mean, I missed my femoral artery by the skin of my neck. So, very lucky.
Benjamin Hornberger, a Republican candidate for the U.S. House, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Benjamin Hornberger is a Republican candidate in the 13th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. WPSU invited all candidates in competitive races for U.S. House seats in the 12th, 13th, and 15th Congressional Districts for interviews. To listen to the interviews and find out more about the races, go to wpsu.org/vote18.